Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey. What's up?
First and foremost, happy Thanksgiving. And today we are serving a celebrity feast with all the fixings. Brat, what you got, girl?
Yo, yo, y'all, I got turkey heads. We got on our Thanksgiving attire. Great Thanksgiving, and it's in the mood. Anyway, keeping it moving, Marlon Wayans is keeping his word, y'all, saying no to marriage.
Oh, wow. Shaquille O'Neal has 99 problems, but money ain't one of them. We'll explain. Go, 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 go.
And later, honey, we'll play a family feast game. Yay! But first, head crack, what you cooking?
Well, this Thanksgiving holiday, some celebrity families will need a much bigger table because these stars believe in the more the merrier philosophy when it comes to kids. So we're going to take a look at the celebs with the largest number of kids. So coming in at number one with the most is actress Mia Farrow with a total of 14 children.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, before you yell at your TV screen, oh, no, it's ruined, she has four biological kids and the other 10 she adopted.
It's still
Still in it. No wizard sleeves around here. And, you know, good for her. Now, coming in number two is Eddie Murphy with a total of 10 children. Now, that's more kids than the Clumps from the Nutty Professor.
Wow. Okay. Don't forget Coming to America, honey. He was coming.
That's right.
He was coming, Brad. He sure was. To America.
My ovaries are killing me right now. 10 kids. That's too much.
Mm. Well, Chevy, Clint Eastwood and Mick Jagger have made a lot of movies, music, and babies, and they both tie at the number three spot with a total of 8 kids. What do Alec Baldwin, Future, and Nick Cannon all have in common? They hold it down the number four spot with a total of 7 kids each. And last but not least, coming at number five, tying up this spot with a total of 6, is Steven Spielberg, Angelina Jolie, and Brad Pitt, Kris Jenner, as well as Madonna.
Gary, which celeb do you think is going to be in the number one spot soon? Nick Cannon, Future? You think they're going to go for 14?
I think probably Future, honey, because, you know, he's on tour. So, you know, when he's on tour, honey, he's going to add to his collection.
All right, y'all, moving on. Hold your head up. Moving on. All right, y'all. This is what Marlon Wayans said. He said, I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Those are exactly the thoughts of Marlon Wayans from the words of Drake. So, during a recent interview, Marlon opened up on reasons he never said I do and recalled one of his last moments he had with his mother, y'all. Take a look.
Recently, my mom passed. Mm-hmm. And on her deathbed, I said, can I tell you something, woman? She was in a lot of pain and she was, you know, fighting to stay alive or fighting to go. And I said, you know, I'm 47 years old and I've never been married.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted you to be my number one girl.
So, Sherry, you're a mother, Sherry. Do you believe this is a good excuse, or do you think he's just like a mama's boy?
I think Marlon is a mama's boy, but I'm going to tell you something about Marlon that I know personally. He treats his women like queens. Nobody's ever got anything bad to say about the way Marlon treats a woman. His co-stars, his family members, his friends who are girls. Absolutely.
And he's always good to me. He's a great friend. I love Marlon.
He's that kind of man. But I do believe, you know, he's like, I gotta love, ain't no woman gonna love you unconditionally like your mother. And I do believe that's true. Women ain't gonna put up with a bunch of stuff that your mother puts up with.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Your mama will save you even though you're wrong. You know, she'll get you out of jail when you know your ass was supposed to go.
My mom never had to get me out of jail, but the principal's office many times. So, yes, yeah. my mom is definitely a special woman.
My mama loved all 5 of her boys, but she beat us with a damn extension cord and a whip.
Oh,
That old school love is real love, too. Wow. All right, moving on, y'all. It's no secret that Shaquille O'Neal is one of the richest athletes ever. The man is worth $400 million. Wow. But check this out, guys. Yes. This guy, he's so rich, he turned down a $40 million contract from Reebok for this reason. Take a look.
In the arena one day, and this lady, she's ripping me into her. You us. Charging these babies all this money for the shoes. So I had like a $2,000 in my pocket. I was like, ma'am, I don't make the prices. Here you go. And she smacked the money in my hand. Why don't you make a shoe that's affordable? And I thought about it. And I was like, you know what? She's right. So that day, cut ties with Reebok, started my own brand. I went to my favorite store, Walmart, and we did a deal. And I was in all stores, and my price point for the shoes were $29, $19. And since then, we sold over 400 million pairs.
What a problem to have.
Man, he is such a G-man for that.
But that you would turn down 40 million, what kind of, that's a great life problem to have.
Okay.
I don't even want to tell y'all what I would do for 40 million because it's a family show, but yeah.
Ooh, your top salad.
Well, you know what, y'all? Shaq is a partner in Starbucks. He owns a lot of businesses and a lot of properties, yeah. So he ain't hurting at all.
He owns 155 Five Guys and 40 24-hour fitnesses.
He has
17 Auntie Anne pretzel franchises and 150 car washes.
He has 150 car washes.
40 million is like 40 cents to Shaq.
It's a beautiful business plan because he does the things that get you fat, and then he also has the gym so you can lose weight. So it's kind of like a continuing circle of finances
and
that comes with
it. I still have membership to that doggone gym. They be taking it out automatically. He's an automatic millionaire. So moving on, popular country singer Kacey Musgraves. She recently shared that she and poet Cole Schaefer met for the first time after locking eyes at a crowded restaurant in true Romeo and Juliet style. But this is what got me, y'all. Kacey claims that she really gave Cole a chance when he confessed to her, he didn't even know who she was. Oh, I love that.
Ooh.
So you got Kacey Musgraves. She loved it, Chewy, because she is a 6-time Grammy winner, and she was just a regular girl in the streets. That's what he thought. So she took to he liked him. Come on, y'all.
Look at her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's not gonna know what Kacey Musgraves is. If Trisha Yearwood walked in here right now, I wouldn't know who she was.
I think he's
kind of out the demo.
You don't think that's a slap
that's
in your
good
face,
sometimes.
Honey? If a man doesn't know who you are, Sherry, do you not think that's a slap in the face?
I love it because I dated a doctor for a minute. He had no idea who I was because he was so busy delivering babies. It was kind of sexy to me because he took me for me. Mm. He didn't have any preconceived notions or anything.
Yes.
I was just Sherry, and I loved it.
Yes.
Right.
Well, you should have brought him back on those last two then.
But it didn't last.
He broke up with you? Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sherry.
Up next, find out what Nicole Snooki Palizzi is scared of. Her kids find out about her Jersey Shore pass. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, we all remember the crazy antics on the MTV show Jersey Shore, right? We remember those times, right?
Yes. Of course.
Of course.
Especially with my girl, Nicole Palizzi, a.k.a. Snooki. Love me some Snooki, y'all.
Snooki.
Well, Nicole is married with 3 kids now, and she's preparing for the day when they see episodes of her old reality show. Yo, Sherry, can you do me the honor and read her quote? Here's what she said.
Oh, I'm gonna try. I'm really nervous about Giovanni seeing me do back handsprings in a dress, and like my whole crotch is out. She's gonna be like, Mom, where's your underwear? I also feel like it could be a lesson to be like, kids be way better than me because mommy is a show.
Wow.
Oh my
really,
God. That was good, Sherry.
That's a really good job. Can you guys imagine having to explain your wildest adventures to your future children or Sherry head crack now? Can you imagine?
I think the worst as it gets for me is wearing a turkey hat on television. Everything else I'm kind of very well regarded and reserved about.
No, sir.
It's as worst as it gets, actually. Like,
I
fly
literally,
low.
I'm literally afraid for the day that Jeffrey is like 19 and he's able to get into like these celebrity parties and somebody comes and maybe slaps me on my butt and goes, hey, girl.
Ooh.
I don't want him knowing I don't want him knowing his mama had a good time and lived her life. He don't need to know that.
Oh.
He needs to equate me with the Virgin Mary.
Oh. He know better already, girl. You ain't no Virgin Mary.
He probably do.
All right, yo, if you're a fan of the show Killing Eve, you definitely know Jodie Comer, who plays the Russian assassin Villanelle, okay? Now, Jodie, who won an Emmy for her recent role, she shared requests that she gets from fans when she meets them. She said, I get a lot of people speaking to me to do the accent, or they're like, can you say, I'll kill you? Or if I'm in a picture with someone, it's like, can you pretend to strangle me? Now, head crack, do you think she hates this, or do you think it's fun for her?
I would like to think she's having fun doing it because, like, when you have that breakout role that everybody gravitates towards and loves that thing you do, I think she's still in the season of it to where she's having fun. It's not like how it was with Gary Coleman when they were saying, what you talk about, Willis, years later. It takes time for it to wear down on you.
Yeah, you got to do it.
I think maybe in, like, 5 years, she's going to be like, can we just take the picture so I can finish eating my buffalo wings?
Right.
Okay, it's Thanksgiving, y'all, and lots of families are together today, and I'm sure some of them are fighting, but probably not like this family. So 43-year-old David Working moved in with his parents after getting divorced, and he lived with them for 10 months. After moving out, he realized his parents had thrown away his porn collection, so he sued them. Because why not, right? I guess. Anyway. So get this. A judge ruled that his parents have to pay him $30,000 for getting rid of all these adult films, magazines, and other items. But there's even more, y'all. They also have to pay for David's attorney. It's $14,500.
Why did I think, HK, why when you were talking about this? When you were talking about him, they're throwing away the porn collection, I kept going, I kept thinking, dun, 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 That's
really?
Crazy.
Really? You can't say thanks.
I mean, in my head, they didn't even throw away like movies. It had to be like robots and stuff. But he must have had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but they should pay though. He deserved to get his money from his parents. I mean, if my mama was to throw away my porn collection, I'd be very upset. Those are personal pics that I've collected and saved from people. So,
Gary, you would not sue your mother. You would not sue your mother, Gary.
Gary, if we were to get rid of all your sex toys now, how much would that equal up to?
Well, I don't have many sex toys, but I have a lot of pictures, and I would definitely not want them to be destroyed. No, that's
right. Yeah, that one with the red ball in your mouth. Yeah, that one with the red ball in your mouth. That's the collector's item.
They're going to think Gary's some type of penis doctors.
Yes. All right, y'all, honey. So up next, honey, we're going to serve up a Dish Nation family feast. But it's not what you think, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, everybody, welcome back.
Hey.
It is holiday time, so what better time than today to play a game of Dish Nation Family Feast. Y'all ready?
Yes. Yeah, okay. You're ready.
Come with it.
All right, so we have two teams. One team is the Darling Divas versus the Beard Gang. So it's Brad and Gary versus HK and Chewy. All right, we asked our Dish Nation crew questions about holiday time. Now, your job is to guess how the majority of our Dish Nation crew answered. All right? So here we go. If you guess the number one answer, it's 5 points. And if you guess the second best answer, it is 3 points.
Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be fun. All right, let's go.
Now, if your team answers wrong, the other team gets a chance to steal to get those points, y'all.
Okay.
Now, the winning team will be crowned Dish Nation's 2021 Jive Turkey. We're going to go with ladies first, the Darling Divas. Let's start with you, Brat and Gary. We asked our Dish Nation crew, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert? Now, what do you think they said?
Ooh.
Y'all
both have to...
Now, the team, y'all have to agree on the answers. So, which one is it?
Sweet potato pie.
Black people, yes. We love sweet potato pie.
So, if it wasn't sweet potato pie, Chewy, how you feel about pumpkin pie? I would say
pumpkin pie or pecan pie.
No. Okay, which one of y'all gonna go with?
Pumpkin. Let's go pumpkin, bro.
Pumpkin pie?
That's not the answer either.
What?
No. The number one answer is apple pie. The next question is for the Beard Gang, Chewy and HK. Yes.
All right.
We asked the Dish Nation team, what is your least favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Do you like turnip greens? Because I don't.
I don't like turnips. I hate turnips.
Okay, so you guys are saying turnip greens. You're saying turnip greens?
Yes, we're saying turnip. Yeah.
So sorry. Let's go to Darling Divas.
Maybe that string bean casserole.
They love that, child.
I love green bean casserole. So
we'll go with green bean casserole. I say...
Ding, 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 ding. The Darling Divas got 3-0. It's your turn again. So when asked if you had to, which Kardashian or Jenner sister would you like to have over for Thanksgiving? So who do you think the majority of our team picked?
Kim. No. She's the most famous. No. It would be Kim. Gary.
No.
I think I'm going to go. Gary, okay, I'll go with Kim.
Okay, yeah, y'all got it. That was the second runner-up answer, so the Beard Gang gets to see if they can top that answer.
Chloe.
You got the
second. Chloe.
All right, Chewy, you out here in these L.A. streets.
Chloe.
You think it's Chloe?
They want Chloe.
I ride with Chewy, so Chloe it is.
Ding, 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 ding. Number one answer is Chloe. We got the Darling Divas at 6 and the Beard Gang at 5. Chewy and HK,
nice.
The last question is for you. Which Dish Nation host does the crew believe cooks the best turkey? Who do you think the crew picked?
I feel like, you know, Sherry sometimes gives off like a Loretta Devine vibes, like where she really wants to cook for people, like it's her love language.
Yes.
So I feel like they would have probably went with Sherry.
Okay.
Right?
Maybe Sherry. No?
You know.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey! Ding, ding, ding. I make the best turkey. So you guys, the Beard Gang's 10-6. The Beard Gang.
Oh, gobble.
Thanksgiving.
Gobble. You have a tease.
Same to you.
All right, y'all. I guess I'll do the tease since we lost. Up next, the pandemic actually helped K-pop group BTS. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Bien nuevo. De nuevo. Imaginas.
What in the heck was that?
You're
gonna get kidnapped.
Wow. That was beautiful, baby. That was beautiful. Well, popular K-pop group BTS admitted during a Billboard interview that if it weren't for COVID-19, we wouldn't have any songs from them in English. Wow.
Oh,
COVID canceled their tour in Korea, and they had no choice but to learn English to record songs. They said singing in English felt unnatural, and it was hard because the English they learned in class was different from the English they learned in school. So HK, I know you're trying to do more acting roles and break into Hollywood even more. If you had to do a telenovela, a Mexican novela, a Latin American novela, would you learn Spanish, my brother? But you grew up in New York, so I think we're good.
Yeah, my Spanish is pidgin Spanish at best, but you know, I'll give it a shot. Por favor.
There,
no me dejes.
Good job, my friend. Good job.
Vamos, cabeza quebrada. No me gusta.
Yeah, let me try. Tan, funk the focado.
Troy, I could do a song in Spanish, excuse me, even though I'm not a recording artist.
Go ahead, baby.
Eres tú la toma cochare.
What is that?
Eres tú.
Somebody called 911.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is that the national anthem of Mexico?
That was amazing. Linda Ronstadt would be very happy
and proud,
Gary.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.